Welcome to Goldilocks and the Three Bears. You're entering the locker room. So let's koozie up and let's talk some hockey. So today I have the Dad Life Hockey Club, or maybe not even hockey club. I'm going to let you guys introduce yourselves so that everybody knows who we're talking with today. And then we'll just go from there.
Awesome. Okay. Sounds good. So I'm Rich.
I am Bobby Francis.
And I'm Chris.
Awesome. And where are you guys located?
We're located in Ogden, Utah.
Awesome. And what are we drinking this afternoon, evening, whatever time it is?
Yeah, so I got a local Talisman Orange Grove.
And this is another local beer called Utah. And this is, it says beer. And it's very popular in our locker room because it's cheap.
And our goalie.
And our goalie helps make this stuff.
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
At Utah.
Yep.
So, and I am drinking the Heavy Metal Shop, Heavy Metal Parking Lot Black Lager from Salt Fire Brewing Company in Salt Lake.
Awesome. Obviously, I try to get a local beer to my guests. So today I have Epic, and it is their Chasing Ghost Double IPA. So if it gets a little tongue twisted and I lose my words at the end of this, we know why.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
And I think it's cool just to talk about it, is that with Epic, they were one of the first breweries that was, I guess, accepted is the best word I can put for it, in Utah after all the restrictions were put in.
Yep.
Yeah.
We would agree. Yeah.
Totally.
They've done a really good job.
I mean, they're expanding to Colorado. So obviously, at least from what I've tasted, it's a delightful beverage. I've heard that they're stouts are incredible, or should we say without a stout? So for that, I just feel like that's awesome, like especially to have to come from restrictions. So
yeah, they've got a pretty awesome variety. There's another one that's a double skull, and it's really good, really strong. One
really
bottle
strong.
I'll give you, but it's good.
But there's good things going on all around the Utah microbrewery scene. I mean, there's some really good things popping up all over the place. Down in Salt Lake, Keto's, big shout out to Keto's in the Salt Lake. They make some lovely, lovely beers that are shared well with others.
I mean, you guys all had three different ones, so that says something.
Yeah. Well, and Talisman.
That's one of our sponsors for our other beer leagues.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
We can get into that.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
We'll get into how this all started later.
Yeah. The thing about Epic, though, that I really liked was they have great logoing. Like, I think that I'm a sucker for a good can. So aren't we all, though, suckers for a good can? But honestly, like, the logoing on it and, like, just, I mean, the one that I got, I don't have the actual can sitting here, but it's this
one.
Yeah.
Isn't that gorgeous?
I mean, it's got the head of a, I would guess, steer, and then he's got hops in his eyes. Like, it's just kind of, it's that whole old Western that I like about it. So there it is.
And that goes the same with our Talisman beer right here that Rich has. Sure, the label. Every one of these is hand done by this guy who comes up with these creative concepts. So every beer they make has a beautiful label like that to adorn the bottle.
That's amazing. Yeah. I just love artistry, and beer is such an artistry. I came from the industry. So like, for me, it's cool to see that it keeps getting passed down and we're making it such a thing now. Like, people, like, I see so many families now, like, with like babies going to breweries. So it's just, it's cool. And especially since you guys are the dad life. So, you know, just kidding. So my podcast is called Goldilocks and the Three Bears. So of course we have to talk about the three beers. It's pretty much, you know, just like Goldilocks does, and it's the good, bad, and the meh. And then of course the just right. So the first one I always ask is, what is your favorite beer? Doesn't have to be local.
Oh man.
Well, as our page says, we're a drinking team with a hockey.
Yeah. Let me see.
I don't know. I know what my favorite is, but I can't drink it anymore because it kicks my ass. Talisman, the same place that I shared earlier, they make an anniversary ale once a year, and they age it in some wine, Pinot Noir casks. It hands down best beer I've ever had in my life. You guys probably have different ones.
Yeah, well, see, I was raised in Munich, Germany. So the Munich beers that I drank as a kid, like 4 and 5 in a little cup, I love all those beers. So I'm gonna have to give a nod to Munich beers. You know, like Paulaner and Spaten and Löwenbräu. You know, that was my intro into beer at 4 and 5. So it hasn't stopped.
Yeah, mate. For me, I just like beer. Like, I like the darker beers. I have some personal favorites that aren't so great, but I love the story behind them. PBR is one of my favorites. This new heavy metal parking lot is great. It's a black lager. So it's smooth. It's really nice. And it's only about 2 months old, 3 months old. So, but it's a good one.
Sounds delightful.
And I think one of our staple locker room beers, a shout out to Montucky.
Yeah,
for some reason, I think Chris brought the first.
No.
Who was it?
So the story behind that is it was a tournament, kind of the
back to a dad-like thing. Yeah.
Is we were all the dads in a room drinking beer as we do. And one of our buddies came up, one of the newer guys, Rich and I actually played with them in the summer league, and they kind of taught us how to play hockey when we had no idea what we were doing.
Yeah.
And he comes in with this little suitcase that has like ice in it, and he sets it down on the counter, and we're like, what is that? He opens it up and it's just displayed on all these things. And Montucky was in there. And so we're like, what is that? I never heard of it. We all had a can. And from that point forward, it was just like, okay, this is good stuff. So,
and now they sell it here. So it's even better.
and the little thing on the bottom is it's a cold snack.
Cold snack.
So it's not, you're like, even drinking beer. It's just a cold snack.
Cold snack.
I mean,
the beer is after the game.
Start a beer is a sandwich in a can, so
yeah, exactly right.
Exactly.
The next one is your least favorite beer.
Oh, see, this is where Chris is going to hit me. My least favorite is PBR. I can't stand it.
It's not a great beer.
Well, no. I'm going to have to say almost every light beer in general. Anything light, I don't know why you're drinking it. You know, if you can't afford the calories, then get on the wagon or something like that.
I think I'm going to have to go with Miller High Life.
Yeah. But it's the champagne of beers.
Exactly.
I
understand, but something about it.
There's just something about that stuff that just doesn't work. Yeah, but there's a whole bunch of nasty stuff. I mean, when you start getting like, I'm sorry, the Keystone Light. Keystone's bad enough. Oh. Now you're going to take me to Keystone Light?
Yeah.
No. However. What we did find out is that if you take a Keystone and you put Pink Whitney in it, you create something called a Stone Sour.
Yes.
It's delicious.
Pretty nice stuff.
This guy's inventions about 3-4 months ago.
Well, I think it was his.
Was it yours?
Yeah.
Keystone Sour.
Yeah.
There's the inventor of the Keystone Sour right there. Pink Whitney and Keystone beer.
That's interesting. And why isn't it a pink stone? Stone Sour works better.
This is our marketing guy right here, and he came up with it. This is our marketing guy.
It was the first thing that came to my mind, and I love music and heavy metal, and Stone Sour, Corey Taylor's band, just hit my head. So I was just like, oh, it's a Keystone, and it's kind of like the lemonade sour. I said Stone Sour. That's kind of cool. But you got a good point, though.
Yeah. Should we be trademarking that right now? Or
probably.
I think Corey owns that.
I'm pretty sure they own that one.
And then, of course, your favorite post-game beer.
Of course.
Any?
Beer?
Any? Beer. Yeah, no, basically, you know, any beer after a game, I mean, it's essential. Even if I had to choke down a Coors Light, I could do it, but that's only just because I had to do it.
And it's there.
It's there.
And it's cold.
And it's cold.
And you're hydrating.
Yeah, I'm hydrating. I'm yeah. So, but no, normally, after the game, I mean, we try and it's always feast or famine in the locker room. Either we have 4 cases or we have 1 6-pack or nothing. you know, so it's so we have a tradition around there. We can't talk about it on this podcast on who brings the beers because it's a little racy. But if you guys want to, you guys go right ahead.
What rating is your podcast? Yeah.
It doesn't have one, but in my locker room, we called it the beer hero.
So we have this little item that if it ends up in your bag, you have to bring the beers the next time.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the item looks like it looks like a pepper grinder, but we call it a dildo.
Yeah. Dildo Baggins.
Dildo Baggins. Dildo Baggins. So if Dildo Baggins ends up in your bag, you're bringing beers. Beer.
Is that like, I mean, I'm German, well, not full descent, but like, so is that kind of like finding the pickle in the Christmas tree, just worse
exactly,
luck?
Exactly, yes. See, I'm German, yes, exactly.
She gets it. She gets it.
Yeah, totally gets it. Exactly, yeah.
It's just not the luck of the pickle, it's the unlucky pickle.
Exactly. But the problem is, through the weeks, we kind of forget, like, because we've had a couple too many beers when we left, like, who's got the dildo, you know, so... It's always someone has to always fess up, but it always resurfaces.
Yep.
One of our guys who's a shop teacher in high school, he created it, but we can't say his name because he's still working in a public school.
It was German color, no one cares. Everybody's home.
No one was harmed
in the making of this.
As long as the significant others know that that's what's happening, you're going to hockey.
Oh yeah. my wife won't actually let it inside the house. I will be honest. She said that can stay out in the garage with your hockey equipment. That is not coming in my house.
Well, that's typical of any hockey gear, really.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
That's pretty much, yeah. But this item in particular, she does not want in the house.
I didn't know that. That's great.
Right? She's like, no, yep. Nope. She saw that one time downstairs in the basement. She was like, nope, get that out of this house.
Why was it out of your bag?
Good question.
Why was it? Here we go.
Admiring it? I don't know. It does have some. Whatever. We're not. This is not the locker room.
All right.
Focus, Bobby.
All right. Well, with that,
nice segue.
What got you guys into hockey?
I guess I'm the old timer of the league. We all set up the league together, but I've been playing. This is my 50th year of playing hockey, so I started in 1971 in Detroit playing an outdoor rink and. I saw hockey on TV. I was just hooked. I said, I got to try that. And 50 years later, I guess it's just still something that I have to do. I have to do until I get one more concussion. And then I'm.
Yep. Chris and I have similar stories.
Yeah.
So I have three boys playing anywhere. Well, now they're 17 to 12. But they all started when they were really little, like 3 to 4. And I always was at the rink watching them practice and whatever. And one of the other guys who's not with us today because he's in Jamaica, sucker.
Yeah.
He convinced me to help coach, which is how I met Bobby. which then turned into we have an extra spot, show up and play with us, which started me down the path of playing. And that was 5 years ago.
Was that really your first time playing?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So 5 or 6 years ago, that's it.
Wow, you guys are pretty good for just
and I was about 5 or 6 months after that.
Yep.
So my daughter was a figure skater, so we were at the rink a lot. And then my son, he's like, I want to play hockey. All right. So he started playing hockey. So I was at the rink all the time. And then same thing, I was just like, well, I guess they need help. I said, I have some skates.
They obviously need help.
So just like volunteers, parents to help, you know, I was a glorified cone setter and I was perfectly fine with that. And then they said, hey, you should buy gear and play. And I was like, yeah, I don't know if I should be playing. Like, I don't know how to skate. So, and so I said, all right, fine, let's do it. I bought some gear and showed up on a Monday. Thursday night, I was in a men's league game, which I shouldn't have been, and it was probably the biggest train wreck ever. But it was so much fun, and now it's in my blood, and that's kind of what, kind of how it started. Just said, go for it.
But when we met Chris, he had a beard down to almost his navel.
Oh yeah,
just a nice thin, like just it was out there.
It was short.
And when he showed up the first time, I was like, who the F is that? Yeah. As someone's dad, I go, wow, I pity that kid.
And then you met Zach.
And then I thought he was okay. Oh, yeah. like he survived you.
Yeah.
Just like your kids survived you.
So far.
So we were the result of our kids playing.
Yeah. Exactly.
Basically.
Yeah, really.
Was your beard braided at any point?
Yes, my daughter braided it one time because she wanted to. And I said, all right. She was little. Well, how can you say no?
Well, then you get heavy metal points. So
right. Oh, yeah. He's our heavy metal head. He's our heavy metal head. Right here. Sorry. This is our DJ. So every time we play hockey, to music. We don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's our maestro. He controls the music when he's there. But we never play a quiet game. If Rich is there, there's music blaring in the background, and everyone seems to like it.
And if they don't,
we don't give a shit.
Well, that could get into your opponents' heads then, for sure.
Well, there are no. This, yeah, that's the great thing. We have no opponents.
It's just a pickup.
We're a league of 30 guys. Whoever shows up, you guys pick one color jersey. We'll pick the other color jersey. Let's play.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So you don't build up any kind of animosity. That's how these whole things were created. Oh, ODL oil.
You're leading to the origins.
Oh yeah, the origins deal. You better.
We gotta wait for that question.
Yeah, right. Like, where'd you guys come up with this crazy concept? It's like drunk in a hotel room in Salmonido.
Well, since we're getting into it.
I think we jumped.
Did we jump ahead? I'm sorry. We're sorry.
No. Well, I'm going to post some of this so you guys will get to see that they are wearing matching awesome jackets, but it does look like three matching children. So that's fun. Yeah. But like, how did you get dad life? Is everybody a dad? Do you have to be like grandfathered in as a dad? Like, how does it work?
Ooh, that's a really good question.
I don't think we've thought about that.
I don't know if we thought that hard about the name ever.
So there's no initiation.
I think I was drunk on my deck grilling when I came up with it.
Yeah.
And we just posted something, and then Chris said we should do something with that. And then he went and secured the names, the web page and the email and the Instagram, and they're like in an afternoon. We're texting back and forth, and
I was like, dude, we have this. He's like,
okay.
All right.
I guess. So that's how the name started.
Yeah. But
the group started a few years ago.
It's five years ago.
5 years ago.
5 years ago, we were playing in the B League here in town, which we're unnamed. And you know, playing teams that you don't know, and there's always an unsavory character or two on one of the teams that thinks it's the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, and things just get out of hand. And you know, it got out of hand way too many times, and we just got tired of it. When once again, drunk in a hotel room in Salmonido, we should just form our own league, you know, and then we should just be the guys that we like to play with. And that was Ogden Development League. That's where Ogden Development League come, ODL and oil. What we found is if you put it together in Ogden Development League, anybody can join it. And we need we actually want to be playing with specific people. We want to have an organization that we only invite people. So Ogden Invitational Hockey League, welcome to oil.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So
and it's grown. So give yourself a little credit, Bobby.
Yeah.
No. You guys are part of the whole council.
So Bobby's right. I mean, it started as a bunch of frustrated drunk dads in Salmonido at a kids' outdoor tournament, to working with the local rink here, who was like, yeah, we need a learn to play adult thing in the rink. We don't have that. And so it started as just, I think, 12 of us?
Yeah, at the most. Yeah, it was like eight the first time.
Yeah, maybe it was just a small group of us. And now we're up to two different, like Bobby just said, two different sets of people. The ODL is more, you know, beginner, learn to play kind of mindset. And then the other group is people that have kind of progressed, or those that we get along with that are, that we belong, don't belong on the ice with them because they're too good. But we just get together and have a good time. So I think, I don't know how many people you're up to now.
We're 35 for oil right now.
For oil. What about ODL?
ODL is 40? At least.
Yeah. So just in a few years, really grown it.
Yeah, it's just been a, it's been a lot of fun. Yeah. I mean, and it's a lot of it's happened just organically. I mean, oil, we didn't think about oil, but all of a sudden ODL got a little
busy,
and there's a couple of people who joined it with, that we didn't really care for. So we said, how about if we formed another version of this, only we get to invite the people. They have to be invited to play. And I know that sounds elitist, but it makes sure that the fun never stops.
Well, and then I think a lot of it too is we got to a point with ODL where you have the people coming in who are learning how to play, and the other people who are on the other side of that and the competitive side of it, where it's like, okay, we need a little bit more, a little bit faster. And so that's where I think a lot of oil came about, is that too, is like, okay. And then the invitational side was like, okay, yeah, that person. And we pick people who are like, that person's going to work us. Okay, come play.
Yeah, come play.
You know, and push us and help us get better. And we just weren't getting better with, you know, the developmental side of it. So we wanted a little bit more competitive league. And that's kind of how oil was part of it. But it was invitational by the point of, okay, yeah, we like, we want to play with this guy, we want to play with this guy or girl.
Or girl.
We have it. We have
girls too.
Girls too. Like everybody plays. And that's what's awesome about it.
But we're really there to drink beer.
Yeah.
And hang out. Yeah. Honestly, we are. You know, and it's like every once in a while, someone goes, hey, you know, the Zamboni's off. It's like, oh, okay. All right. Well, all
give
right.
Me a minute.
Yeah.
We'll be there in a second.
Let me finish.
See, so on Saturdays, like later on today. We're not playing today because we have other engagements, but we play from 4 o'clock until 5:45. So that's an hour and 45 minutes that we have control of this rink. So we take a beer break in the middle. We'd love to get this ice Zamboni, but that's not part of our contract. So we just go back in after two periods and we come back out for the other three.
Well, depending, that can take a good 10 to 15 minutes anyway. So.
Oh yeah.
You got it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's basically halftime. And see, Rich is our fourth period guy. He really excels in the fourth period. That's where he brings the energy. So you may not see much of a game from him in the first three, but in the fourth period, this guy right here.
It's awesome.
It's why.
Well, yeah, he's four beers in at that point.
We have to explain why we play four periods.
Yeah. Three. Why? Go ahead.
Because we have like 2 hours worth of ice.
Right, hour and 45 minutes.
So we play the periods, and so we're just like, okay, we got to fill it. So we usually end up playing about four or five periods.
And then we come back tomorrow at 11 o'clock and do it again for an hour and a half.
So your legs are always just jello. Got it.
Yeah. Pretty much. Exactly.
Pretty much. Come Sunday afternoon, I'm done.
We're not taking it very seriously, though. Like, let's be honest. You know?
I mean, if
someone said you had a bad game, you go, yeah, I sure did, but I had a good time.
I had a good time, didn't I?
It's just pretty impressive that you two came in and you're already playing to, I mean,
oh, these guys,
you're a senior level player. Like, we would consider you a silver level player out here. So
that's scary.
Well, but you haven't seen it.
That's terrible. Yeah, we're not very good, but we have the most fun. That's for sure.
Like, we've entered a couple of tournaments sometimes as a team.
Oh, it's so bad.
And we don't do very well. But we always say that we have the best time at any tournament of anybody. And I'm pretty sure we're right.
There's no doubt on that. No question.
Yeah. You got to get to the point where you just don't give a fuck, you know, at a certain point.
Yeah.
I think that's just with age, right?
But we started there.
You started there and you're working your way up.
Kind of built it up to not giving a fuck even more. So. Sorry.
No, I mean, this is what it's all about. It's locker room talk on a podcast.
and the locker room talk is definitely, yeah. I mean, this league in a certain way was built just so you can get your insults out that you can't get out in your normal day-to-day life. But man, alive, if you've ever seen Letterkenny or anything like that, you know, when these people are skating up and down the ice, there is a relentless barrage of just chirping, you know, and it's all good fun, but it's, you know, it's
hard to shoot the puck when you're
laughing so hard.
Yeah. Cause you go down you're going down the ice and you just hear, wow, you suck.
You suck.
Like, you're right. Yeah. And that shot proved it. So yeah.
We're very encouraging in our league.
Sounds like it. Real motivators.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So do you guys just have like a set schedule of that? This is your block every week, no matter what. And whoever shows up or
yep.
How do you hold people accountable for pain? Is it just like, you just,
Oh,
the dad of the group. Okay. The dad of the dads.
We call him dad.
Exactly.
We do call him dad.
We do call him dad. That's great.
Yeah, that's it. You're like, hey, you know, you haven't paid for like the last, you know, three sessions, right? And they,
I paid.
Hey, dude, it's already the 10th of the month. It's like,
or it's like, this is the fourth month of the season. Why are you going to pay?
Yeah, so we're trying to get a little better on that. And but the rink cuts us a little slack, you know, because they know that we've been a really good thing for their rink, not exactly in the locker room, but on the ice. We are stellar examples of what your career is going to be once you're done with your bantams, your juniors, and you're in your 20s. You know where you're going to end up?
Right here.
I mean, and also they have a steady paycheck because they know you guys are going to show up.
Yeah. No, well, not as of yesterday, but.
Do they have a bar at your rink?
Oh. No, we bring that's our thing. We bring the bar.
That's a Utah thing.
No, I was gonna say, I would assume.
Yeah.
Although we are lucky because we have a college team and a juniors team that plays in the same building, and for their games, well, at least for the junior game,
right?
The junior game,
they allow them to sell beer, so that's nice. So the local breweries get a chance to sell their stuff there. So that's fun.
It's just like on a table, like with a cooler. Like,
kind of like they have a tap and they set up some tables and you go over, and
it is definitely Utah.
Yeah, it's Utah.
Right. I mean, we've got a better bar in our locker room than they do.
Oh, yeah.
By far, way better. Because some of the guys who get the dildo baggins, they don't like beer, so they bring rum and cokes.
Or Pink Whitney, or things like that.
So we're beer driven, but we accept other donations.
Yeah, I almost brought the cut water.
You did last week.
Yeah, but I was gonna bring this.
Oh, that.
Okay. Anyway. Again, drinking team, hockey problem.
So, how many rinks are within 30, 40 minutes? Like, is it easy to find ice time, or is that harder?
We don't have any problem finding ice time because we own the ring. But
we don't own the ring.
Right.
He feels like he does. He's the dad of the ring.
We never have to go look for ice time. We have permanent spots here, but around here within 30 or 40 minutes,
there's probably 8 sheets of ice. Within 40 minutes of our place.
And we have two of them. We have two. And where we play was where the Olympic curling event took place for the 2002 games, right?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. So we got one NHL rink, and then we have an Olympic size rink on the other side. So you get yourself tired out on Saturday on the NHL rink, and then you get to go skate on the Olympic rink and get really tired.
Well, if you go from Provo to
Logan. Yeah. Most of the rinks in Utah got built for the Olympics. There was a few that were there before, only a handful. But when the Olympics came, a lot of facilities popped up to obviously support all the Olympians that were coming.
That's awesome. Obviously, I grew up in Tahoe, and we had the Olympics in the 60s. So yeah! I don't know what it was like.
Scott Valley. Yes. I love Tahoe.
But I think that it's crazy that the U.S. won in this in 60s, but we don't talk about that. We only talk about the 80s. So whatever. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Most recent.
Yeah, exactly.
One, it was the big one.
Yeah,
it was. At least in the 60s, we were a little more powerful. We had less people to play. By the 80s, I mean, the Russians were the power, and you know, so that was a takedown. you know, that was
a win's a win, though, according to most. <Yeah. laughs>
Old metal.
It's like we sit on the it's like we sit on a bench while we're playing in this league right here, and we don't keep score or anything like that. But I guarantee everybody knows who's having a better day than the next team.
Yeah,
yeah, I got my ass kicked last week.
That's usually what happens about the second period when everybody's like, this is a little off.
Yeah, we haven't scored yet. Have we scored yet? Yeah.
Do you guys take like break times during that 2 hours? Like, just do you take like 3 minutes?
Just one halftime. Yeah.
Half-time. Okay.
Just halftime. Yeah, that's a 10-minute break at halftime. We have a number of people who go out there and run drills during that 10 minutes. We go to the locker room. Personally, we go to the locker room.
We go to the locker room.
Yeah.
Because you're not tired enough for 2 hours. You just got to run drills.
We need to refuel.
Are they CrossFitters? Is that?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Could be.
We're not sure.
Yeah.
You don't hang out with them. We get it.
That's our CrossFit.
16 ounces are good too.
Yes.
16 is good. Yeah. 24. Yeah. That works.
Or 32, whatever.
Or 30, yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're not picky. As you can see right behind here, we have a hockey stick filled with Pink Whitney right there. Yeah, we're not picky. I mean, if it's beer, if it's Pink Whitney, you know, we're really not that kind of the connoisseurs that we go like, oh, we're not gonna drink that. Oh yeah, we'll drink it.
Unless it's light beer for you, we get it.
Oh, you're killing me now. We have come full circle. What don't you like?
Light beer.
Any of it.
Unless that's the only thing you have to drink.
So especially Natty Light.
I'm not that proud.
I mean, it's not too bad.
Of course. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is. What are you talking about? Yes, it is.
Stop. In Golden, it was pretty good.
Yeah, but that was straight out of the brewery. It was different.
This was the dad life. We're at a hockey tournament in Colorado. We gotta go to Coors.
So yeah.
You have to taste the
Rockies in the Rockies. Duh.
Right. It is.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
One place.
That it is way better there than everywhere else. Yep.
In your minds, it was. Yeah. Sure.
No, it was.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure it was better. Yeah. Yeah.
It's delightful.
It was delightful.
Indeed.
So since your team is pretty much just a fun group of guys, like it's not really a team, how do you decide who goes to tournaments?
Or is it just whoever
wants to go?
Yeah, I mean, some people don't want to play in tournaments, but, you know, normally we go by seniority. There's a core group of us that accommodates at least about 10, maybe 12. And then after that, you know, I mean, we don't do a lot of tournaments. We do
one or two
a year. There's a memorial tournament we have here in Ogden. We do, but you know what? It's not as fun. It's not as fun as playing with us until you get one of your guys who drinks so much that he should not have been allowed on the ice.
Was not any of us. As they're laughing their asses off.
Right. Oh no! This is legendary, right? There was a gentleman who was playing with us who was on the tournament team, and we had 3 games that day. First 2 games were fine, but we had a big gap in between the other game, and we had a little party upstairs. We didn't know how much he partied until he got to the locker room, and that was
And
he couldn't put his stuff on. We had teammates dressing him, tying his skates.
You actually did it? Well, you guys like did.
Yeah. We're a team.
We took care of him.
But he sat on the bench.
Right. He didn't get on the ice.
Man. No.
He fell three times going from the other side.
Yeah.
To get across.
Just
the
to get
ice.
Across.
Yeah.
And we're like, dude, no.
No, you're not playing. Sit down.
I'm fine.
No, you're not.
And he fell asleep during the game.
Yeah. So, I mean, we have these kind of moments, and we can do that on our own. We don't need a tournament to go get drunk.
Yeah. That just sounds like extra steps.
Saturday.
Yeah,
Saturday. Or Tuesday.
Saturday.
Or Wednesday. We're all there.
Or Wednesday or whatever. Yeah. Okay.
So, my favorite part of the show is all my punny stuff. So it's my dad jokes pretty much. So the first question is, do you koozie?
No,
no,
it's not in the can long enough.
No.
Not even when it gets cold, you just
no. You know, the thing with us is that, like you said, the cans don't last that long. You know, if it's warm by the time you drink it, you're a fucking amateur.
Very true. Very true.
There's no response.
Yeah, I know, right? You're an amateur. All right.
My second one is, I call it chirps and burps, but it's just your favorite chirp.
Give your balls a tug, you fucker.
Yeah. That's pretty funny.
That is a pretty good one.
Yeah, that's when I lose the puck going down the ice.
Right. Yeah, but that's a letter Kenny line. So yeah. I don't know.
They're more in the moment.
Yeah. Mostly like you look good in those pants or things like that. You know, anything like that.
Anytime Bobby skates by, tell me he has a nice ass.
And I appreciate that because it really motivates
that's
me.
That's a motivator.
I usually hear a lot of you suck.
Yeah, you suck. Yeah, that's you mostly get you suck.
Yeah.
And
hey, 5-5, you suck.
Yeah. Guy, how about passing the fucking puck, dude? End to end. Jimmy's going down all the way. You know, okay. I'll just stand back and I'll just watch what happens. And he lost the puck behind the net most of the time. But, you know, it's all right.
Good 80%.
It was fun. It was fun to watch. I mean, it was a streak going down the left side of the ice. Yeah. But no, I don't know. Nobody is safe from a chirp. Nobody is safe from a chirp.
And if you are sensitive,
you shouldn't be playing in this league.
Probably not good.
No, exactly.
We don't have
that. And we have a couple people like, you know, that might go, but yeah, no. I mean, for the most part, that's why we play.
The only time we don't do that is when we play with the women's team.
Yes. Yeah.
We do throttle it back.
But they chirp us.
Yeah,
they
chirp us.
That is true.
Yeah, we have a Tuesday night where we play with the we mix players. We play with the women's team, the Wasatch Wings, and it's a blast. It's our opening week folly Tuesday night 6:15. Then Wednesday night ODL. Saturday, Sunday oil. I mean, it's 4 nights of hockey most weeks. That's pretty good.
That's really good. Most of us are getting 2. Yeah. If not.
So tell us your hockey.
Your favorite chirps.
And who you're playing with and what you're doing with hockey.
I mean, I feel like my favorite one is always like something that they can't come back to. Like, oh, you're playing really nice. Or like.
And they're like, see what I just did?
Yeah, I did. That's why I said what I said.
I mean, being a goalie, nobody can really hear me anyway. So normally I'm just talking to myself.
So you don't chirp the guy trying to screen you in front?
I mean, normally, but they can't hear me. Like, even if I'm yelling.
I'm out of my way. I'm trying to find the buck.
Yeah, or I give them like the, oh, that's how you do it. Oh, I forgot. Like, sweet.
Do you have an active stick as a goalie? What's active?
I mean, I move it. My coach taught me I stick body, so that's what it is all the time in my head.
Nice. Very cool.
Currently don't have a team. I just do a pickup with, we call it it's a secret fight club, pretty much.
Well, just so you know, you have an open invitation. If you ever want to come down here, please come down, bring your equipment. We'll get you out. We'll get you out on the ice with us. You'll be our star of the day.
Well, not so. I'm a D level player.
And.
O-D-L. And you've been officially invited. So
outstanding D League.
Got it.
We're just saying, you know, you might find yourself coming through here on the way to Colorado, you know, whatever. Who knows? But if you ever come, you get in contact with us and you come on and play.
Yeah. Thanks. my next one is one of my favorites. It's talking about head. Do you like head on your beer?
Yeah, you had a lot of it today.
I did have a lot of it today.
Yeah.
I don't normally like it though.
Yeah.
It just happened.
It just happened. I got carried away.
It got a little excited.
All I can do.
I would say no, not for me.
Not for me.
I would say a little bit. Yeah, it's called in German. It's called Schaum. So when you take that first, when you take a first sip of a German beer, the first beer you're having in the first night, you want to have at least about an inch ahead on it, and you drink a schlug, which is as much of it as you can at once, not the whole, you know, glass, but that's how you open the night of beer drinking. You take as much as you can, and there should be a little head on there.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. I call it flavor saver.
You're German.
Partial. Swiss first.
The Swiss first. Okay, all right, that's all right.
Swiss first. German and Polish, so fully okay. A mutt. Got it. The second one is. Do you wear a cage, visor, or nothing at all?
Cage.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's a little bit of a reason for that.
Yep.
So one, we're beginning and we suck and I don't want to get hit in the face. Two, everyone just shifted to a cage, I don't know, four or five months ago.
Yeah.
A guy was skating behind the net. Someone took a slap shot and hit him in his face and he lost 7 teeth. Yeah. We're picking up pieces all over the place. So after that, we're like, yep, it's
that's why you wear a cage or at least something, you know. So the next time we skated, at least 5-6 guys had a full cage or the visor with the cage or just the total
including the guy.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
He wears a full shield
and cage
like now. Hybrid. Yeah.
Was he out for a little bit?
Two weeks, and he was right back.
Wow.
And I just complimented him on the Wednesday night that his new teeth look really good.
The top ones.
Yeah, the top ones look really good. And he goes, do you know how much these things cost? I go, I have no idea, but I guarantee you it was expensive.
Yeah. That's why most NHL players don't do it. Like, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
Right. But see, we're all.
You might lose it again.
Yeah. But see, we're vain, you know, we're kind of old, you know, with a beer dad, you know, we gotta maintain, we wouldn't look good with scars on our faces, I don't think. I don't know, maybe.
You gotta maintain that father figure, you know?
Yeah.
That's what the beer's for.
That's what the beer's for, right. Like his son just walked down and I said, hey, can I open a beer? He goes, my dad does all the time.
Speaking of NHL teams, do you guys have a preference? I mean, Detroit, are you still a Red Wings fan? Like,
there's no sports team I like more than Red Wings. I will live and die with the Red Wings. I don't care what's going on. I've had all the glory of their Stanley Cups in the late 90s, early 2000s. My cup is full.
Thanks for rubbing that in.
I didn't grow up playing hockey, so it wasn't even on my radar until I moved to Florida. And while I was down there, the Panthers came in the league. And a buddy of mine, well, actually, I worked with his wife, and he worked at a radio station. And when the Panthers were in the playoffs in 96, he's like, we all got together, had parties, and I just sat there, drank beer with him, and he taught me about hockey. So kind of became a Panther fan, went to a bunch of games down there, moved to Utah. Kind of lost touch a little bit. And then the Knights, everybody hates the Knights, which is fine.
No, we don't.
A lot of people. Oh. Tino.
Yeah.
He's a Sharks fan, Tino. And just because they're here, they're close. Of course, they're blacked out. So I watch more Panthers games.
I would say
Panthers are my first team, for sure.
This is going to be priceless.
I know. He said it's embarrassing.
Oh yeah. Well, it's kind of. Not really.
So I'm a big Canucks fan. So I began watching hockey in high school. My buddies all played and I never did. And that's like when the Sedin twins came to the league and they were kind of making it look easy to everybody. So anyway, that's when I became a Canucks fan. I still am, even though it's been a rough go this year. Although they look a little bit better under Bruce right now. Holy cow. Yeah. But anyway, that's my team. But there's a kid on your local team there on the Stars. His brother actually billeted with us. So Joel, Kivaranta, who plays for the Stars now, his brother lived with us for a year while he played here at Juniors. So we tend to follow him a little bit as well.
Yeah, I didn't realize all of that, like how big the billeting community is until I moved here. Like, there are so many families that take these kids in, and like they don't get any money for them, really. Like, you know, like it's like a couple $100.
Yeah, you can't feed them for what they give you.
Yeah. I just had no idea, like, and especially opening up your homes. Like, I had foreign exchange students when I was a kid, you know, because everybody came from like other countries to go skiing for, you know, but yeah, I can't believe it. That's so awesome just to hear about all these kids being able to play hockey.
I think I did it I've done it for 8 years. I'm not doing it this year, and I took another year off. Yeah. And you've done it, Chris. Chris's family's done it as well. So
my parents did it for a couple kids from Sweden and a kid from Canada.
That was a great experience. It's a lot of fun.
We had one of my friends here has some that like they don't speak very good English, so that's been fun. Yeah.
We were pretty lucky.
Yeah, I was pretty lucky. Most of ours, yours were from Sweden. I've had kids from Sweden, Canada, Ukraine, Kazakhstan, Finland. Finland was Joel's brother. He did pretty good in English. Most of the Swedish kids, and I mean, super great English.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, better English than me. And then looks like we lost Bobby.
Yeah.
Too many beer. And then the kid from Kazakhstan didn't speak very good English.
Yeah.
That was challenging. So, but I had two, and they spoke Russian together. So that was a little awkward in my house. They're speaking Russian, we're speaking English to one of them, and he's translating in Russian. We worked through it.
You make it work.
I'll make it work. Oh, shit. You didn't know what you were getting into.
Oh, no, I never do. None of these are
the best part of it.
None of these have been what I expected at all. I have a team from Canada, and their name is, you know, AM Lumber. And the guy was telling me that they had a guy on their team for over 5 years. And like, somebody was like, oh, that's really funny, when they went to your tournament, and was like, oh, you guys are Morning Wood. That's funny. And the guy went, oh, that's what our name means. He's been on the team for 5 years and didn't even know that they were called the Morning Woods.
Oh, man.
Great.
He thought it was an actual lumber company that
So is that something?
So who owns AM Lumber? I don't know. Whoever wants to.
And is it solid mahogany?
It better not be that cheap balsa.
That stuff's a little solid.
Oh, man.
Winter, it's not good.
No, it's not good. It's not a good look.
No.
That's why Dildo Baggins is polished, and that's a
walnut.
It's walnut.
Yeah.
Nice, good.
I was gonna ask, does it go in like the dishwasher? Like,
it should.
Yeah.
Sometimes when it's in your bag, who the hell had this?
Yeah, exactly. You get a bag, a little film on it. Yeah, it's not good.
Just beer.
And it's whoever ends up with it. So it's like elf on a shelf. Like, whoever ends up with it has to bring beer.
Yep. That's it. Real simple. And if you come back with that, without the beer, you may not be making the cut the next session of the league. Yeah, that's kind of one of our creeds.
So you don't get like a most important player. You get the most important D, obviously.
What's the D?
Yeah, we don't know what D is. I don't know what, especially this guy.
Well, Dildo.
I have no idea what you're talking about when you're talking about D. Nothing.
Nope.
What's D? Yeah, exactly.
You
have to remind him what time we play every week. How's that sound? You know? Like, what time we played on Tuesday again? Same time we played for the last 5 years, Rich.
Hey, I'm sitting in the parking lot. Why? Because I thought it was 15 minutes earlier.
I'm time sorry? Change threw you off.
Oh yeah, he goes through a lot of time changes.
The sun's coming in hot.
I gotta say, yeah. Oh, your key light is really radiating right now.
Ring light. It's because, you know, it's later here. It's yeah. already, you know, it's evening time. Yeah.
It's on a, what is it? 4?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. See, we have a we lit this whole thing before we came here to make sure we all look good. And then we realized we don't need to because we never do. So
yeah, we're just know, like, doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't really matter.
I asked Chris, did you trim your beard? And he goes, what? No,
why?
What? Why?
Yeah, a month ago.
Month ago? Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah, when his barber did it, done. Oh, I do it. Oh, you do
that's
it.
That's what it looks like. That.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't do shit to that thing.
No.
That thing is nasty as hell. It's a rat's nest on a chin. That's all I'm telling you.
It's fine.
It's fine. No, it's fine. It's fun to touch.
It's hey. Better that it's not in your navel anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. He would skate and it would like fly behind him.
Yeah, that's the best. Like getting to see Burns and Thornton with that, it was
exactly it was right. Great.
It's awesome. The jersey is white.
Hey. Yeah, it's getting there.
Just saying.
Stab life. It happens. It happens. You know, it happens. We were just talking about before I came on that his.
How we your already beard started.
How your beard
receding hairline.
How your receding hairline. And he goes, yeah, mostly downtown. Not uptown. Downtown. Yeah, he has a receding hairline downtown.
Bobby's in form. Bobby's in good form.
Yeah, he's in good form.
I didn't know that happened. I always thought that it was like it all migrated. With age, is that not how it goes?
I don't know, but we're talking about, you know, how you have kids and you mark their progress on the wall going up, like, you know, at 10 they're this high, 11.
Yeah.
So when you're older, you mark how low your balls are. So
yeah.
It goes down from there. So it's a different kind of reality, but it's really fun to gauge.
Why are the dates getting closer to the floor?
All right. I don't know. The dates just go that way. You know, I don't know. It just happens.
Oh, it's just a good time.
But we try not to get naked in front of each other because that'd be really weird. But we do have a couple of nudists in our midst that are not afraid to put their junk on full display. And unfortunately, one looks really good for a 60-year-old. The other guy who's 50 something. No, you just need to put that away.
So you guys do you have showers in your locker rooms?
They exist.
I've never understood using them. I'm like, I'm gonna go home. It's the same
exactly.
Shit.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
If you can't handle being around me for a beer, then like we right? all didn't play hockey. I guess you're not right. Yeah, hard exactly. enough.
It's like I've got a shower before I go home. You live a mile away.
You live a mile away from here, you'll be home in 10 minutes. Does it really? You really want to like? What, you gotta make sure your car smells okay?
Hey, if I take a shower, I'm cutting into my drinking.
Yeah, I mean his gear smells worse than he ever did. You know, but yeah. We have a goalie who's very open about his stuff.
Changing habits,
right?
Yeah,
he's a goalie. That's our thing.
right. But he loves to do the Captain Morgan on you with the one leg up on the bench.
Oh.
Next to you with the junk hanging down while he's talking to you. So basically you're fixated on the junk and not the conversation. Yeah.
That's how you get most. That's how you normally get like your way. Like you're like, oh, and by the way, I don't have to pay my dues this week.
No, it's double.
Yeah. So because it's double because we have to pay for the therapy to get to wash that out of our brain. You know, because we've all tried to do it, but we can't. It's somehow just like, you know what his, yeah. You don't want to know what a guy's junk looks like. I'm sorry. You don't want to know that much. I mean, we love each other, but I don't know what these guys' junk looks like. And I am really happy with that.
It's a really good time.
Right?
Oh, man.
One of our players, he's always like, I don't want to wake up my wife. And I'm like, if she doesn't know that you're playing hockey and then you have to shower, like, I don't understand. Yeah. And even if I did shower in those showers, I would still feel like I have to shower afterwards because they're gross.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're not stepping in those showers. I don't know what's no. I don't. We don't even know when the last time those things were washed.
Yeah, and then I have to bring shoes for in the shower and then burn them when I'm done, obviously.
Yeah. Every time. Every single time. That's a lot of dollar flip-flops from Walmart.
Yeah, no thanks.
It's when the guy brings the loofah that we get a little worried about that. We get a little worried about that. Like, he's going to ask somebody, hey, can you get my back?
No, he wants to exfoliate so that he's properly cleaned. That soft, soft baby skin, you know?
Right? Exactly. I'm glad you understand us.
Do you guys use skate mats? Sorry. Can you even hear me?
No.
Yeah, we can hear you. Skate mats? What are skate mats?
You know, the mat you put your skate
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
After?
Oh, is that what
after?
That is?
Oh, no. Our floors are all rubber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody does, but some people are weird about it.
Yeah.
No.
Like, there's bags with it built in now.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think anybody does.
I don't think. I was just thinking, I haven't seen any of our clubs use them.
No.
Yeah. You're just full athlete's foot. Got it.
I don't walk around in that floor without.
Oh, no. That's an open invitation right there.
Skates.
Yeah.
Skates, socks,
or nothing. Yeah. You slip it in. No. Yeah. Not go barefoot. No.
No barefoot.
Nope. Not now. Although probably the alcohol we dropped on it lately, it probably killed a little bit.
Probably kills a lot of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably. Not beer so much, but, you know, the other things.
Turkey. Not the Pink Whitney. That's just sugar.
No, you got to drink that.
Oh, yeah, you got to drink that. You don't want to drop. Yeah, you don't have to drop. But, yeah.
Wild turkey on Thanksgiving.
I heard it, the wild turkey on Thanksgiving was a big hit.
The wild turkey on Thanksgiving.
The night before Thanksgiving, we had a session where a wild turkey was found, or maybe a flock. A flock of
there was there was
some wild turkeys. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's smart. That's a good, you know, play on words.
Festive. It was very festive.
Yeah,
that's the word I was looking for. It's very festive.
We got you.
We love irony. We love irony in the I in oil is for irony. Yeah.
You keep changing it. Does it just change every week?
Changes by the moment. By the moment.
Sometimes it's idiot.
Yeah. Sometimes it's idiot. Yeah. Exactly.
Nailed it. 10%er.
That's us. That's us. We're a solid 10% every game.
Shit.
That's a lot. That's got to put the bar up a little bit. Yeah.
I know, right?
Good times. Good. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on. I do appreciate it. It was definitely way more fun than I was expecting. I was expecting to get, you know, reprimanded from a bunch of dads, but
not those dads.
But thank you so much. And where can people follow you? If you want people to follow you, I mean, you did all the research. You got all these things.
Come on. Just Beer League Dad Life on Instagram. That's it.
No Twitter?
Nah, we don't do Twitter.
No,
it's too much work.
No, yeah, Facebook. I mean, that's more your generation.
What's Facebook?
I've been on MySpace, Bobby.
It's like MySpace.
It's like MySpace. Okay, MySpace. I know what that
is. Yeah, we got that one, right? We got that one.
No, just Beer League Dad Life on Instagram.
We keep it simple. Yeah, because we're really focusing on the drinking. So we don't want to get too far off the.
You know, other stuff's too much work.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Yeah. Not enough drinking.
Yeah. See, I mean, look at you asked us to drink in the afternoon, or you didn't ask us. We volunteered. Yeah, we volunteered, but we love it. Yeah, any opportunity.
As it should be.
Yeah. It's Saturday afternoon here. These guys are going to go see hockey games, and I'm going to go pretend like I'm going to drop off the pucks and steal some beers and head home.
You mean like the Grizzlies? Or is that further?
The Grizzlies, yes.
So, no, but we need to go to a game.
Yeah.
We've been talking about it for like a year.
Oh, yeah.
Is that too far?
My son actually has a game.
Oh.
I'm to look at the clock in 30 minutes. So I'll be his game. And I think your son has a high school game.
Yeah, my son plays at 5:30. So we'll be doing
real game.
A dad part. We're doing the dad part.
Right. And in the meantime, I'm going to be doing the drinking. I'm going to take the heavy load, do the drinking, and then we'll meet up tomorrow at 11 o'clock and we'll play some hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be out there.
Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate you. Thanks for talking hockey with us. Cheers, and we'll see you at the next one.